Well, I hope he is a gentleman. Maybe he won't find out what I...
Dockets of Hampton, trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the Mac says you've gotta go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Finally made the plane into Paris.
My mic was down too, so that was dead. That's the second time I've done that. How'd you not tell me? Your headphones are on.
I was looking. I can't hear you.
This is Oz and Ants, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, filling in today for some show. And yeah, I'm joined by Maddie. She's not on mic right now because I haven't yet configured the soundboard. Which she desperately thinks that I can just spontaneously turn on her mic when that's not an option. We might just play the Beatles. The Bruins are playing today, so that's also going to be something that we talk about.
My mom texted me dead air.
Yeah, okay. Thank you to Maddie's mom for pointing that out. My bad. That's the second time I've done that. Okay. That was Ballad of John and Yoko. Next up, we might just play one song from like every Beatles album, because we love the Beatles. And we might play a guessing game, Maddie says, not on mic. but we're going to hear something from the first album, eponymous? It's the self-titled track? Please Please Me, from the album Please Please Me. I don't know what the word for that is. Here it is. Okay, that was Please Please Me by the Beatles. We now have Maddie on mic.
Hello, everyone.
There she is. And I'm hoping that we're not getting dead air again.
My mother will let us know.
Please do, please do. What's the score of the Bruins game?
Oh, let me check. Yeah, this is also a special Bruins episode.
It's Bruins and the Beatles in the morning.
It looks like something just happened, so I can't see the
score. Oh my god, this is not helpful at all.
Oh, it looks like the Canes scored again. Last I checked, the score was 3-1 Carolina.
The Canes, is that what we call them?
My mom did just send me 2 thumbs up emojis, so I think we're good.
Thank you.
It is now a commercial break.
Okay, we're gonna do a little something. Because we didn't promote this episode, so we don't know who's really listening. So we're just going to have fun.
My family.
We're going to play a quick guessing game. I'm going to play you a song, because we're going through the Beatles' discography. Mm-hmm. We just heard from Please Please Me. Now we're going to hear from With the Beatles. I'm going to play you, like, 2 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to cut it. And then you're going to guess what song it is. Yep. So let's do that.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss.
Tough one.
All My Loving.
There it is. Ding, ding, ding. Let's hear it.
Pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing, and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day, and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving.
close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving
All My Loving from With the Beatles. Or
a very good song.
With the Beatles? Yeah, With the Beatles.
With the Beatles.
That is a great song.
It was a great song.
And they did it, I think, there's a Christmas album that I love that I showed you where they do Christmas carols to the tune of Beatles songs. Mm-hmm. It's called, or it's by a band called The Buddies. Highly recommend it. It's B-U-T-T-I-E-S.
Yeah. I showed that to my dad, and then I listened to it so much that I got a Buddies radio on my Spotify rap.
As you should. As you should. But they do, I think... What song do they do to that tune? I think it's the first Noel. First Noel. Anyway. Maddie's now going to give me one to guess.
Yeah.
We know it's from Beatles for Sale.
Yeah, we're just going album by album. No, it's from
Hard Day's Night.
It's from Hard Day's Night. My dad corrected us and said it's Lovin', not Loving in All My Lovin'.
It's fully not. It's the title is All My Loving. good try,
dad,
Pete.
In this one, maybe it's just his preference.
All right. Well, let's hear your pick from Hard Day's Night.
Should I just play like a couple seconds?
Yeah, just play a few seconds.
Okay, ready?
Talk about home ice advantage, Shane. How about what the Caniacs have provided?
Sorry about that.
Sorry. I may have forgotten to mute the Bruins.
Are we ready now?
We are ready now.
All right, here we go.
If you say you love me too.
Da, 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 da. I don't need too much money. Money can't buy me love. Can't buy me love.
Correct.
All right. Well, let's hear it then.
All right.
Can't buy me love. Love. Can't buy me love. I'll buy you a diamond ring, my friend, if it makes you feel all right. I'll get you anything, my friend, if it makes you feel alright. Cause I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. I'll give you all I've got to give if you say you love me too. I may not have a lot to give, but what I got I'll give to you. I don't care too much for money, but money can buy me love. Can buy me love. Satisfied. Tell me that you want the kind of things the money just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me just can't buy. I don't care too much for money. Money can buy me love. Now buy me love. Love. Buy me love.
All right, that was Can't Buy Me Love from Hard Day's Night.
Yep.
Now, sure I'm going to... Nothing else to say. I'm going to give you one from Beatles for Sale, and I'll play a few seconds.
Okay. Okay. I know that it's I'll Follow the Sun.
Nice.
Because, yeah. I used to love this song when, fun fact, Silas and I went to Uruguay together, mm-hmm. and I was hell-bent on getting a half-sun tattoo or something.
Which you did do, didn't you?
No.
Did you not get a tattoo?
No.
I guess that was just Gio.
That was Gio. Yeah, Gio got one.
Right.
Anyways, easy peasy, let's hear it.
You wanted to get it because of that song?
Yeah, kinda. And also because...
They have another song, it's not very well-known, but it's also yeah. about the sun.
Oh, like... Yeah, I think I know which one you're talking about. It's like, yeah, it's super underground.
Yeah.
It's not well known. Maybe about... we can play that at some point, but like, it might not even be on Spotify. Like, I think it's unreleased.
It's a really deep cut. Maybe on YouTube, maybe on Bandcamp. All right, let's hear it.
One day you look to see I've gone, for tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Someday you'll know I was the one, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. Yeah, tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun. And now the time has come, and so my love I must go. And though I lose a friend, in the end you will know. Oh, one day you'll find that I have gone, but tomorrow may rain, so I'll follow the sun.
These songs are so short.
I know. We're
I'm not used to
like,
this.
They're all like 2 minutes long.
Yeah,
so
you,
much talking
usually
time.
Eli and I play like 7 minute songs and we'll play like two or three in a row. Mm-hmm. This is a lot of talking.
Yeah.
All right. So we just heard I'll Follow the Sun, Beatles yeah. for Sale.
So
next up,
next album
chronologically,
is Help.
Help. All right.
From 1965.
Let's.
So I've got a song here.
There's a lot of songs you could have gone with.
There are quite a few. Silas did say that I was not allowed to play Help.
I mean, that the first lyric sense. Of that one.
Well, I'm starting from, like, in the middle of a song, like, at a random point.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Like, a little bit more.
That's fun. Should I be doing that?
Start doing it.
Okay.
Let's play this one.
Let's hear it.
I can...
Okay. Hey, you've got to hide your, right?
Yes.
So you've got to hide your love away.
Another one of my
John Lennon's best attempt at a Bob Dylan impression.
Yeah,
hey. All right. I'm really glad you chose this song. Let's hear it.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can't go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, got to hide your love away. Let me hear you say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away.
Okay. I did not know that song ended so fast. You've Gotta Hide Your Love Away by the Beatles. Shocker. By the Beatles.
Yep.
I had to pick a song from Rubber Soul, which for a long time was my favorite Beatles album. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm there anymore, but I do still love it.
Quite a few good ones on here.
Some great
Quite
ones.
Quite a few special Natty Silas ones.
Yeah? Oh, that's true. That's true. You did. What if I just played the cover you made me? Maddie
well,
made me a cover
girl.
of In My Life.
We know how to play Girl.
Yeah, Girl's a big one for us. A lot of great ones. So let's see if you're gonna... Oh wait, let me adjust, because you wanted to hear it in the middle of the song. So
well,
let me...
Well, I mean, if you want, I just feel like it's...
Nope, we're doing it. Because you told me that's what you wanted to do.
Oh my god.
Do you think that was enough? That was a pretty great spot to get it.
I couldn't hear it.
Oh, okay.
Should I listen without the headphones?
No, keep the headphones on, I think.
It was really quiet.
All right, let's hear it again. Oh, come on.
Oops, I just hit the mic. I don't know if I know that song.
All right, Maddie's parents, let us know if you knew that one.
My dad probably does.
I won't give it away, but I am going to play it.
Let's play it.
Great song.
I'm looking through you. Where did you go? I thought I knew you. What did I know?
Maddie said she was not sure if she's ever heard that song.
I genuinely don't.
So Peter and
Lisa,
you did not do a good enough job.
All right. My mom did text me and say she did not know that song, but Dad might.
Oh my god.
Well, you know.
Whatever.
Can't help it.
I guess.
I know it now. But now it is my turn.
It was I'm Looking Through You by the Beatles.
I actually told Silas on that album, if you think I don't know it, I probably don't.
I thought you would know that one. That's like one that I grew up with for sure.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Well, I did like it. I did like it on Spotify. So it is in my likes. Next is Revolver from 1966. They were really churning them out.
Yeah, they released like two albums a year. And each one was a classic.
Wow.
It's keep in mind, like, the Beatles were active for, what, 7 years, and that's
like,
it?
Yeah, like, it's almost as if they were, like, a really good band. Like, hot
this take. Is some really good commentary
I think, like,
we're
Beatles,
providing.
The Beatles might have been, like, a good band. Okay, my
turn. I'm excited to, because this could be anything. I know this album front to back.
This could be one of 14 songs.
When you really think about it.
When you really think about it, it could be one of 14.
All right.
Let's hear
part
it.
Of it. Oh, yeah. It's I'm Only Sleeping. I was just listening to this earlier today. Yeah. This is why I said, oh, we should have a Beatles episode.
No way.
Because this came on. I was like,
oh, really?
I love this song.
That's a good Matty Silas moment. We were on the same wavelength.
Absolutely. All right. Here it is. Song is so good.
Yes, it is.
I'm Only Sleeping from Revolver. George Harrison, like, reverses his guitar on that.
Oh my God.
A lot. It's really cool.
Speaking of George Harrison, guys, earlier today, so Silas and I, quick anecdote. Silas and I are RAs, and we had to do closing today, which means we have to go through, like, all the rooms on campus and check for damages and all that stuff. So we were in West Hall, and we were about to leave, like, I was leaving the floor, and then I'm like, wait. I walk by a room and I see something. I'm like, no, it can't be. I backtrack a little bit. And sure enough, Whoever at Res Life put a kid named George and a kid named Harrison as roommates together deserves a raise, because that made my day. That was so funny.
How sad would it be if the kids, like, never realized it?
I know, right?
They must have.
They put them in that order, too. It wasn't even Harrison George. It was George Harrison.
George Harrison. Himself.
Himself.
This is where he's been the whole time.
The mystery,
we didn't know where he was. He just disappeared one day.
Okay, where are we now?
I had the honor of picking a song from Sgt. Pepper's.
Right, yes.
Which at one point was also my favorite. I went from Sgt. Pepper's was my favorite, and then Rubber Soul was my favorite, and now Revolver's my favorite.
Gotcha.
But yeah, so I love this album a lot. Let's see if you can guess what song this is. Based off of that.
Wow, that was weird. I didn't really hear.
Do you need some more?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a few more seconds. It was 20 years ago.
That was Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
It what?
I don't land.
Land.
Band. I don't know if it, whether or not it was the reprise or not.
It wasn't. I'm not going to play the reprise.
All right, yeah, here it is.
What do I do when my life
We just played that through because you can't really listen to Sgt. Pepper's without listening right into With a Little Help from My Friends. That's what we did. PSA?
Yeah, time for a PSA. This one's really important. I think people, like, much like our show today, the theme is it might be underground information. You might not know about it, okay?
So pay attention.
Are you a student living off campus? Do you know what number to dial in case of an emergency? To ensure that you get police, fire, or medical help quickly and most efficiently if you are off campus, dial 911.
What's that?
Dial 911 for emergency.
That's it? Oh, let me put that in my contacts.
You might not have known that information, you know.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't know the Beatles. It's pretty underground.
No, I was usually calling, like, my landlord.
I just call Silas.
God, good to know. Yeah. Thank you for that, Maddie.
You guys are all welcome. I just saved everyone's life.
Was that the whole PSA?
The PSA was titled to dial 911 for emergency.
Oh my God.
So, next album, we've got Magical Mystery Tour. So,
good album.
A lot of good options.
I have an inkling as to which two songs you'll pick. I think it's between two. I'm locking
right
in that it's definitely Strawberry Fields or I'm the Walrus. But okay. Let's hear a couple seconds
Noted.
Of it.
Let's hear a couple seconds.
Fool on the Hill.
So I
got it wrong in my first guess, but you...
This is the problem with just putting the song in the middle, is that you might just get the title of the song
yeah.
and the part that you pick.
Yeah, maybe we should have planned that a little bit better.
So, anyways, though.
Here's Fool on the Hill, I guess.
Fantastic song.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. Nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool, and he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud, but nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make, and he never seems to notice. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world. Tell what he wants to do, and he never shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning.
Fool on the Hill.
Yep.
From Magical Mystery Tour. It's a great song.
It is a really good song.
Not one I listen to a ton. Like, I don't know if you had chosen a different point in that song, how easily I would have gotten it.
Interesting.
Because I don't think it's one that I know super well.
I enjoy playing it when I'm sitting on Preslon, because I feel like a fool on the hill.
You become the fool on the hill.
So my family has been texting me. I have my Uncle Brian listening in today. Uncle Bly Bly. Shout out.
Bly Bly?
Bly Bly, yeah, because when I was a kid, Lucy was a baby, and Lucy could not pronounce Brian.
When you were a kid, Lucy was a baby.
Yeah, I was like
okay.
8 or 9, and Lucy was like 1 or 2, and she couldn't say Brian, so she started saying Bly Bly, and then we all started doing it.
This is like, we called my grandmother Gummy, because my cousin...
My great-grandmother we called Gammy.
Gammy?
Yeah.
Grandma must be difficult for kids.
Well... Yeah, my other grandma, well, we have my Nana, and then we have my Grammy, so no grandmas, and no grandpas either. It was Grampy, Grammy.
Yeah. We only had one grandma that we called grandma, yeah. And it was my step-grandma. Not even blood-related.
okay, enough about our families.
I'm going to play you something from the White Album.
Damn, you're getting all the good...
Yeah.
All the good ones.
Well, we'll see if this is one. Yeah, I mean, I think you'll get it, but perhaps. But we'll see how much I have to play of it.
Okay.
A man who called himself Dan.
Rocky.
There it is. Nice. Yeah, that's a pretty
this
easy
song
one.
I've been listening to quite a lot recently, actually. It's such a one of those Beatles songs that tells a really gruesome story in a really interesting way.
In a
like
really
Maxwell
jovial way.
Hammer.
Yeah, that
Same
one
thing.
Even more so.
Yeah, that one is crazy. This one, just about a guy who, you know, shoots someone in a hotel room.
And something with
Bible.
Gideon's Bible.
There's a Bible in there somewhere.
I've been playing it a lot on guitar, so it was in my mind. Let's hear it, Rocky Raccoon.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hitting young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dreams by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. A Rocky burst in and grinning a grin. He said, Danny boy, this is a showdown. But Daniel was hot, he drew fast and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Proceeded to lie on the table. He said, Rocky, you met your match,
And Rocky said, Doc, it's only a scratch, and I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able. And now Rocky Raccoon, he fell back in his room, only to find Gideon's Bible. Gideon checked out, and he left it no doubt.
Song is so good.
It is really good. That's kind of just what we kept saying the entire time that was playing.
Well, and so we were kind of roasting the Beatles because their lyrics at a certain point in their career make no sense. And everyone just thought it was artsy.
I know. Fun fact, I'm seeing Ringo Starr in concert pretty soon. I keep forgetting about it, but it is happening.
Right, at Fenway.
No,
right?
No.
Never mind.
In New
Hampshire. Where is he playing in New Hampshire?
I don't know.
Is it like that pavilion where...
Yeah.
They got all the good artists.
Yeah. So anyways, next album from the year 1969.
Great year. Well, probably not, actually.
Well, there was the moon landing. But I think there was a lot of bad stuff.
There was Vietnam,
right?
Probably.
Yeah.
I think, at that point.
There was definitely some, like, racial issues.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely some, like, I don't know. Probably not great.
Yeah. But great year for the Beatles.
Great year for the Beatles.
And great year because, you know, 1969. That's pretty great.
69.
Also, it wasn't that great of a year for the... Oh, wait, no. Abbey Road came out.
Yeah,
never mind.
Abbey
it was a great year.
Too. I was going to say.
Anyways,
now time for my guessing game. Didn't have a lot to pick from, but it's okay.
Yeah, and we're going from Yellow Submarine, a bad album.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear. Tough. Really tough.
Alright,
let's hear Yellow Submarine.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed. Yeah.
Yellow Submarine.
Yeah. A nostalgic song. Fun fact, my dad in his office used to have a little, like, crank toy machine that would strum Yellow Submarine.
Oh, it like had those like pegs that it kind of,
yeah. Yeah, the little metal pegs.
Yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, and I would like rip on it. Like 100 miles an hour.
Remix.
It would not be like...
The remix. I read an interview with like Paul or maybe I saw one.
Are we gonna get through all the albums? We just might.
Yeah, just barely. I should probably cut my talking down, but anyway, it was about how like the Beatles resonate so much with children, and like that song is like such an example of it.
Yeah.
And it is weird to think about like how they were like pop culture at one point,
right.
If you know what I mean, because for us, like, they are childhood.
They are childhood. They're, like, family associated, but at one point they were, like, the new...
Yeah.
The new hip.
And they scared the old people.
I know. Crazy. So now we have Abbey Road.
I picked something from Abbey Road. I don't know how I feel about my pick, but I wanted to...
I definitely know all the songs on here.
God, I should.
I think.
Well, I didn't want to pick any... Well, all right, never mind. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'll play a bit, and then I can provide some commentary.
So that was Octopus's Garden.
Obviously.
Throwback to, okay.
I kind of just wanted to stay on the nautical Ringo Starr theme.
If you guys don't follow Ringo Starr's Twitter, you need to do so right now. Because this man, he posted he posted something about Octopus's Garden, but he spelled it wrong. And it's his own song.
Right. Didn't he spell it like
Octopus
P-U-S-E-S?
Like E-S.
Which isn't even the plural of octopus.
He also refers to the Beatles as Ringo and the Boys.
That's what we all call them. Is that what we all call them?
Yeah, that's what we all call them. Let's hear Octopus Garden, another one of my favorites.
Here's the thing. I didn't want to pick anything from the medley because those songs are all like 1:30 and I would want to play the whole thing.
Right.
And I also just kind of wanted to hear Octopus Garden. So here it is. The guitar is so good.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade. He'd let us in, knows where we've been in his octopus's garden in the shade. I'd ask my friends to come and see. In an octopus's garden in the shade. We would be warm below the storm in our little hideaway beneath the waves, resting our head on the seabed in an octopus's garden near a cave. Octopus's garden in the shade. We would shout and swim about the coral that lies beneath the waves. Oh, what joy for every girl and boy, knowing they're happy and they're safe. We would be so happy, you and me. No one there to tell us what to do. I'd like to be
see. In an octopus's garden with you. In an octopus's garden with you.
Octopus's Garden, Abbey Road. We talked so much. I thought we were going to like easily get through all the albums.
Yeah, no,
but we're probably not even going to be able to play all of our last song. Yeah. So let's just hear it. It's from Let It Be.
Yeah.
I'm excited to hear what you pick. I love this album. Let's hear it. Across the Universe.
I didn't know you were guessing it, so I thought we were just playing it.
No, I wanted to still guess.
Part, my bad. Let's go for it, though.
Let's hear it. You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Odds and Ends.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Jack-a-roo.